Dear friends in Christ, St. Thérèse of Lisieux, commonly called the Little Flower, as many of you know, she's one of the most popular saints of the church. She was a Carmelite nun who entered the convent at the age of 15. She was the youngest of 9 children. She had 4 other sisters who also became nuns. Her parents, actually, Louis and Zélie Martin, have both also been canonized saints. So they are very beautiful witnesses to the beauty of married life. St. Thérèse wrote her autobiography, and the title of it is The Story of a Soul. And in her biography, her autobiography, St. Thérèse, she talks about one time that she was reading scripture, and she was reading the letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, okay? So we've heard Corinthians both last weekend when St. Paul talks about how the church is the body of Christ, if you remember, how the church is the body of Christ, and just as the body has many parts that make up the body, so the church also has members, us, you and me, and that we make up the body of Christ. So St. Thérèse, she reads this passage, and if you remember from last Sunday, St. Paul says that some are called to be apostles, and some are called to be prophets, some are called to be teachers, etc., etc. But when Thérèse read this, she reads St. Paul and she's like, where do I fit in? Because she didn't see herself, obviously, as an apostle. She doesn't see herself as a prophet, as a teacher. She's a cloistered nun. But St. Thérèse noticed also that in her heart, she desired to do all these things. So she writes in her autobiography that she desired to have the vocation of an apostle so that she could go over the entire earth and preach the name of Jesus and plant his cross in lands that have never heard the gospel. And then she also writes that she also even desired to be a martyr, to be able to lay down her life for the sake of the Catholic faith. But as she kept reading Corinthians, she also discovered that St. Paul does say, he says that not all are called to these vocations. Not all are supposed to be apostles. Not all are called to be prophets. Not all are supposed to be teachers. Because remember that St. Paul says the eye cannot be the hand. The hand cannot be the foot cannot be the heart, right? So she's like, where do I fit in? Where does St. Paul, if he says that, yes, some are called to these, she says, where am I? But then one day in her meditation, she read today's second reading. She read today's second reading, and God gave her a great grace. Because she read the opening lines of today's second reading, in which St. Paul says, strive eagerly for the greatest spiritual gifts. And then he says, but I shall show you a still more excellent way. When she read these words, and then remember how St. Paul goes on and he talks about love. Love is patient, love is kind. But when she read these words, she discovered what St. Paul means when he teaches that these gifts that God gives to us are nothing without love. She understood when she read today's second reading that love alone and nothing else motivated the church's members to act. She says that if there was no love, the apostles would not have preached the gospel. She also says, if there was no love, the martyrs would not have shed their blood. We could also say that without love, our Lord would not have offered his life on the cross for us. And so, brothers and sisters, this is the great message that St. Paul proclaims to us today, that charity, that love, is the only way that leads to God. That love alone should be that thing that motivates us to do what we do. Because look at what St. Paul says. He says, look how striking his language is. He says, yes, someone can have human and angelic tongues, right? Someone can be a profound speaker, maybe, and can say beautiful words, but he says, what does he say? He says, but if they don't speak with love in their hearts, he says, they're a clashing gong or a clanging cymbal. Then St. Paul says, he says, someone might have faith, huge faith, right? And believe everything. Faith the size to move mountains. But he says it's nothing without love. Then he goes on, he says that some give away all their possessions and do bodily penance. He says, but it doesn't mean anything if love is not involved. So friends, what St. Paul and St. Therese, what they both want to say to us is that it's one thing to go through the actions, but what matters is whether we do it with love in our hearts. What should be our motivation to do what we do? Why do we participate in Sunday Mass? What is our motivation to pray or to go to adoration, to spend time with our Lord, to receive Holy Communion reverently? What is our motivation to obey the commandments? Why do we refrain from work on Sundays? Why do we eat and drink in moderation? Why am I faithful to my spouse? Or why be open to the gift of children? To honor my father and my mother? To forgive others when they have hurt me? Why should I admonish a friend when he's sinning? Or to correct others when they're ignorant? Why should I bring the truth and mercy of Jesus to those who need it the most? What makes these actions good? Why do we do what we do? Why do we strive to live the life that we live? What gives them meaning, what makes them pleasing to God, is the love with which we do them. What made St. Therese so popular, you know, and if you travel throughout the country and even throughout the world, you see statues of St. Therese all over the place, right? She's incredibly popular. But I think that her popularity can be explained because she explained the very core of the gospel, the very kernel of the gospel, in ordinary language that people could understand. St. Therese showed the world that holiness is not doing grandiose things, right? Not doing these huge things, huge projects that gain everyone's attention. But that holiness was doing the little ordinary things of daily life, but doing them with great love in our hearts. And so, friends, as we go about our day today and tomorrow and every day, let us ask God for the grace to be intentional, to put our heart into it, to be intentional. Especially in the little things of everyday life, those ordinary, mundane things, and to see them as significant, to see them as very pleasing to God. When they please God, it will be because we did them with great love in our hearts. May it be so. Amen.